Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I am Joey Burgoyne, as Mr. Announcer Man has said, and joining me this morning is the tall, mighty redwood of Connecticut, Chris Martin, Connecticut State Forester. Chris, thank you for joining me this morning.
Well, thank you, and I'd rather be referred to as the mighty white oak, which is pretty, but redwood's fine.
Okay, is there redwoods on the East Coast even?
Not naturally. People do plant them, but no, they're not here by their own accord.
Okay, so the mighty white oak, which makes a great wood for smoking if you're cooking. Just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, as a woodworker, I look at a tree and I'm like, oh, that's a beautiful tree. And make some nice furniture. It's like it's this weird dichotomy thing mentally I have to play with in myself. So it's that time of the year that everyone's looking in their backyard cursing at the leaves that are falling, but for those people that enjoy this time of the year, fall foliage is upon us. Grab your pumpkin spice, your long boots, your scarf, the kids, load up in the station wagon. Is there anywhere left in the state, Chris, we can adventure to look at some foliage this weekend?
Oh, head for the hills, really. Northeast and northwestern portions of the state, they're going to be definitely at peak, maybe even a little bit past, but you know, you get some wonderful vistas on those higher elevations that look out, look west, look south, and you'll see some great colors.
Because to be honest, people were a little nervous this year heading into the fall season. It wasn't looking good.
Oh, I'm with them. Yeah, it was. We had about 4 or 5 weeks of no rain, and things are starting to turn brown. And, of course, the foliage is always spectacular. That's what the cultural tourism people tell me, I have to say. But, you know, honestly, this periodic rains we've been getting has sprung back to life, and the colors have come in, and it's not disappointing at all.
Now, it's one I don't know if it's an old wives' tale or what is it. Is it one of the are the colors always there and then they just come out in the fall? Or, like, how does, besides moisture, like, I'm sure there's lots of other things we could spend hours on this, but why do the leaves change color?
So I'll avoid the scientific mumbo jumbo, but we'll say that chlorophyll is what causes the leaves to be green. And as the trees stop transpiring, shutting down for the winter, the chlorophyll stops. It retracts into the starches of the roots. And those colors that we see are always there, but without the green overtone, you don't see them. And so as that chlorophyll, the process slows down and stops, that's how we see the colors come through. So, and different trees have different colors because they're different chemically made up.
Okay, so that's why oaks are usually kind of like the brownish, greenish, but then like this area where just the sugar maples, the yellows, the oranges, the beautiful reds, and if you know, the oriental maple trees are the ones that really have the ridiculously vibrant colors.
Yeah, those are the eye poppers. The red and sugar maples really stand out. Oaks, you know, they get a purple hue to them. And then, of course, our tulip poplars are yellow, our hickories are yellow, and if you can find an ash, they're going to be yellow, too. So it's, Connecticut is blessed. We have such a diversified forest, and that's what creates such a cacophony of colors is what I like to say.
Ooh, a cacophony of colors, and I hate acorns. So it's just, you know.
Watch your ankles, yep.
So, well, I was actually talking to someone here. I'm not, for some reason, my backyard, I am not rolling an ankle walking in this year. Is that a common thing, or am I just a rarity this season?
So acorn crop is super heavy in northwestern Connecticut. May have been brought about by the recent spongy moth outbreak, but normally all of Connecticut cycles with a heavy acorn crop every 3 to 5 years. And so where you are, probably, I'm going to guess, not northwestern Connecticut.
Nope, central. Bristol.
Central. Yeah, so there you go. So, yeah, not so many acorns in other parts of the state. I will say, though, that our wildlife folks are very happy because the bears are behaving themselves. There's plenty of food in the woods.
Yes, and that's one of those. I've heard in the past, too, from other people, it's like if you have a big acorn crop, then you have a big deer population boom, but then the ticks. Like, it's the cyclical organizational order of Mother Nature that kind of just coincides with everything. It finds an equilibrium, if you will.
Yeah, there's winners and losers with just about everything in nature.
Yeah, and I'm taking the lack of acorns in my backyard as a win this season. I will take it because I don't even have a single tree in my yard, but my neighbor has this beautiful massive oak tree that I feel the leaves drop after the first snow. So I'm shoveling and raking all in the same weekend. It's fantastic.
Yeah, we have, actually, you bring up a good point. We have two different leaf drop events in Connecticut. It's the birches and the maples will drop first, and then there'll be a pause, and then the oaks and the beech trees will drop late in the season.
Never knew that. Now I'm going to have to pay attention to this.
Yep.
And like you said, we have a diverse, like you brought up the ash trees. Like, how are the ash trees, you know, we've had the emerald ash borer, we have the spotted lanternfly, all the invasive things. If you see it, step on it and glee with enjoyment, you're doing your part. How are the trees doing in the state?
So we definitely have some challenges, and the ash are not in a good place. There is some hope, and there's some studies in the Midwestern states where emerald ash borer first appeared that some ash are surviving, and it's called a lingering ash effect, and some ash are regenerating, and there's hope that there will be some equilibrium someday, and the ash borer and the ash will be able to coexist. But meanwhile, if you have an ash still alive, keep an eye on it. It may not be here for long. Other trees, they're doing okay. You know, I think our strength is diversity, as I mentioned. If there's always something new coming in, we have beech leaf disease now, which is really horrible looking, affecting a lot of the beech trees. But we haven't seen a lot of mortality yet from those, so the jury's still out. You know, recently, a few years ago, we had southern pine beetle attack some of our pitch pine forests. So pitch pine forests in Connecticut are really critical ecologically, and there's not many of them left. And so, yeah, it is a constant battle. The trees are constantly fighting for survival, but Connecticut's forests overall, they're very resilient.
And it's one a tree doesn't grow over a weekend. I mean, it takes time, and it takes time to rebuild a forest. I've heard in the past lingering rumors. Hopefully they're true. Is the chestnut coming back?
They have successfully bred hybrid chestnuts that will survive the blight. Yes. So there's the Chestnut Foundation is actively planting trees. Connecticut has a chapter. You can go online and find more information there. But there is an active reforestation effort occurring to bring the chestnut back. And there is occasionally we'll find chestnuts in our woods that are produced native that are producing a nut. And so, you know, they'll get to 6-8 inches in diameter, and then typically they'll die back, but they are producing nuts occasionally.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That's good. I mean, as a wood, it's a beautiful wood. And the story that happened to it is just a tragic story, unfortunately. So it'd be nice if it to make it come back as a nice state tree in this area.
It is. We, you know, our forest, gifts from Asia, I'd like to say a lot of our stuff comes in from international trip shipping containers. And we have a global economy, and now our forests are being impacted by insect and disease from across the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a, like I said, it's the global economy. And trees have been here a lot longer than us, and there's some trees that have been here longer than us that are still growing on the east or the west coast. Oh, it's a cool thing. I love the trees. Trees are great.
You know, we take it for granted, I think. You know, we can't, you don't live in Connecticut, you can't look out a window without seeing a tree. I like to say we're forest dwellers, this 14th most forested state and the fourth most populated state.
Really? And there's a book, if anyone wants to check it out. I don't know if you read it. If you haven't, I suggest it. It's probably one of the only books that I've read multiple times, A Splintered History of Wood by Spike Carlson. Amazing book. And it goes into a lot of that, like the history, like if you take the Industrial Revolution that burned coal and all these other things and the buildings and the factories that were built, unfortunately, that's why we had a lot of deforestation. But if we didn't have trees, a lot of that would have never happened.
Yeah, in Connecticut's history is pretty tough on trees. I mean, you think back to the late 1800s, early 1900s, when the charcoal industry was going gangbusters, Connecticut's forests were repeatedly clear-cut six times. And if you look at some historical charts, the 1830s to the 60s, 30% of Connecticut was forested.
Wow.
Today we're over 70. So the forests have rebounded. It's basically why we have so many oaks. Because oaks thrive in a clear-cut area as far as regeneration goes. But yeah, we have not treated our forests nicely over history. But yet, here we are. We are a forested state.
And that's kind of, that leads into the next thing I want to talk about, forest management across the state. Unfortunately, you know, it is the one-year anniversary of the Hawthorne fire that happened last year and a tragic death in that fire. How are we doing as a state and region? We can expand a little bit with maintaining the forest and clearing the dead brush so stuff like this doesn't happen?
So we have, it's each to their own, right? So private property, you know, some landowners are engaged in their forest. Others want nature to take its course. And as a state agency, we want people to be knowledgeable about their forest, and how they decide to manage or not is really up to them. If they decide to manage, we often will be there to give them some technical assistance. Because as we talked about, the forest is stressed, whether it be from drought, insect and disease, and you can get an awful lot of dead wood that could create some fire hazard. So we like to see vibrant, actively growing forests. They sequester carbon, they clean our air, they provide many more ecological benefits when they're healthy and growing, as opposed to decomposing.
Yeah, and even the dead stuff is still part of the living environment in a forest, if you will.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of dead trees is a concern, but, normal life cycle of a tree, it's good from birth to death, and it provides all kinds of microorganisms, a healthy house, and as it degrades, and mushrooms and whatnot, they're a wonderful thing. We, as a region, we're doing pretty good. We collaborate a lot with other state agencies, and we've had some recent federal funding come into the Connecticut that we can enhance our services, not only to woodland owners, but our urban forests, too, which are really important in Connecticut.
Yeah, and that's, and being the one-year anniversary, is there anything you just want people to, and we talked about this, like, is there anything you want people to realize? It's been 1 year, but no pun intended, we're never out of the woods for something like this.
Very true. What we saw last fall, and it was a historic event, September, October, most of November, not a single drop of rain, that's never happened before. The aerial support and the mutual aid that we received from multiple states and Canada was just fantastic. And, Connecticut, we participate in a mutual aid program both regionally and nationally, and we're always sending crews. Rarely, if ever, have we ever received help. But, when we asked for help, it came. And it was just such camaraderie, so warming feeling that people were there in our time of need. They really responded well.
Yeah, like I say, it's one of those things, you know who your true friends and neighbors are when you call them in need. And the surrounding areas, even like I said, Canada come down and supply the air tankers was just a cool thing to see, unfortunately, for a tragic event.
Correct. And you know, who's to say it won't happen again? My staff would say, it's going to happen, Chris. It's going to happen. And I would always say, yeah, sure. We have the asbestos forest. We never burn. Well, I've eaten my word several times on that account. So it's we are just as vulnerable as other states. And in Connecticut, like I said earlier, we are heavily populated. So even small fires can quickly pose a threat to life and property. And never mind the air quality concerns that occur when we have a smoky brush fire. It's really miserable.
Yeah. So, I mean, with the rain we've had this year, the forests are looking pretty good heading into the winter right now.
I think so. Yeah, we've turned the clock on that. We are getting periodic rains. They're coming just in time, recharging the groundwater, which was a real concern that we would lack rain and then the soil would freeze and everything would run off over the winter. So I think we're going to be fine coming out of this winter, later this fall and into the spring should be well.
Well, excellent. That's great news because it's, you know, we have a lot of state parks, a lot of state forest. I wish people to get outside, enjoy them. There's nothing like a nice fall day, just taking a walk through the woods, listening to the leaves crunching under your feet, just taking it all in. I mean, it's why a lot of us still live in New England. Like, we have this season for a reason. Enjoy it when you can.
Absolutely. And we do take the trees for granted, and this time of year, it's hard to ignore them, quite frankly.
Yep, and those acorns, those pesky acorns and walnuts. So again, joining me today, Chris Martin, the mighty white oak of Connecticut, our state forester. Chris, thank you for joining me. It's our state forests, our state trees, it's our state parks. Get out there, enjoy them, and look up and take a tree in, and don't take it for granted. All these things going on right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.